Hey, this is Adam Brown, and today I wanted to give my 2 cents on the TikTok ban. For those of you who do not know, there's a lot of energy in Congress around banning TikTok, a Chinese-owned social network, because of visibility and, I guess, trackability of U.S. citizens potentially by the Chinese government. Now, there should be a separation of business and state in most business scenarios, but as a Chinese-owned company on Chinese soil, ByteDance is under sort of different rules and regulations than US companies are. And there's a lot of energy around banning it. Started way back when Trump was president and it gained momentum. There's other countries like India that have banned it. There was a government ban, which I totally get and respect. If you're a government employee working in government buildings, not a terrible idea to make sure TikTok is not on your phones. And you know, if you're a user of TikTok and you have experienced their algorithm, you know, they're definitely monitoring your user behavior and they're teeing up great content for viewership and enjoyability by users of TikTok. And with that comes a lot of information around your search behavior. They can control within a millisecond what it shows you, and it can have an impact on the way you think and the way you act, especially around things like elections or just hot, volatile topics. And that kind of control and leverage over people, especially people that don't really know that it's happening, is a concern. So I totally get it. I've had people hit me up recently and be like, oh man, you know, when TikTok goes out, you're going to be screwed, or what the hell are you going to do then? And I say, look, I've been in the social media landscape really since September of 2010. And there's been all different types of social networks that have come and gone. You know, where we go at Circle Media is where users are. So users happen to be on TikTok, and so that's where we're leveraging for our brands. And if, and not necessarily when, a TikTok ban happens, we will pivot to where attention goes. If it's banned, I can promise you that users of TikTok are not going to just start reading and walking around and not be on their devices. They will find another place to be, and that is where we will be on behalf of our brands, and that is where brands should be. And one good hedge to that is definitely YouTube Shorts. I've been talking about it for a while. Same sort of format, vertical style videos done with your phone, not overly produced, a great receptacle for that. You're starting to see creators and even creative thought leaders like JT Barnett, big shout out JT, leveraging or moving over to TikTok and then leveraging that audience and to diversify from not just being a TikTok specialist, but really being a content creator and user attention specialist. So pay attention to that and what he's doing there, what other creators are doing, especially as they start to monetize it as YouTube pays out to creators. A big, big factor here of where creators will go, and when creators go, so do viewers, because consumers really like to follow and consume content from certain creators. So you really gotta open your aperture and take a bigger picture of what's going on and understand that nobody's social media success comes down to one platform or one tactic. You have to have multiple tactics. I always encourage brands to be deep rather than wide on at least three platforms. And while the going is good still on TikTok, it is definitely one of those three. But start to diversify and think about where else you can tell your story, you can share your content, and just make sure that you have members of your stack, agencies or employees, that know how to leverage each platform for the now and also have an eye of where things are going. TikTok is not banned. I don't know that it will be banned, but it makes sense to think about what will come next if it is. That's it for today. I'll see you out in the field.